Ronstadt, born and raised in Arizona. I did not know that. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Boy, the sunshine feels good. It really just feels good. I just didn't know Bridge Lift Wednesdays were starting so soon, so you might get snarled up in a bit of that. We'll keep an eye on it for you. At least Mary will.
Steve, well, I got stuck in it, too, so don't ask me.
Is that why? Did I hear the?
Yeah, I was late today because I got stuck in it.
I almost started saying, oh, I don't want to say that. But, yeah, when you get stuck behind a bridge lift, you're just there. There's nothing
you can
do.
I couldn't get off. And it's, you know, everybody says, how can a traffic person get stuck in a traffic jam? It's like, you know. It happens.
You can't turn around.
We are people, too. There. Plus, I was on the phone with my daughter, and I wasn't really paying attention. Oops.
Well, I don't think they have any of those in Arizona. Every week at this time, we speak to some folks in Arizona. It's sponsored by VisitArizona.com. And this is actually National Travel and Tourism Week, and Becky Blaine is on the phone. How are you today, Becky?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Becky is the Deputy Director of the Arizona Office of Tourism. The biggest story with the Chicago-Arizona connection this week has to do with a nurse from Chicago and a Chicago resident. Did this make news in Arizona? Did you hear anything about it, Becky?
No, I have not heard this story yet.
Okay, this is the best story. They joined us on the air yesterday. She's a nurse from Chicago. She's leaving a restaurant I want to say in Tucson, I think. And as she's saying goodbye to her friends, a man walking by falls into her friends. He goes into cardiac arrest. She performs CPR for 8 minutes, saves his life. They're both back in Chicago, and they reunited yesterday on our show.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. She was in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. I guess it was Scottsdale, my producers are telling me, but it's the greatest story. So it was big news here in Chicago, but it just shows how many people in Chicago choose to vacation in Arizona. And how is the Office of Tourism in Arizona celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week? You got some special things on your site, or what do you have planned?
We do. So we're celebrating, planning trips and taking trips and the value of travel in our lives. So we have created 5 unique Arizona trip itineraries. We're sharing all week on our website, letscaz.com, and on our Instagram, which is, you can follow us. It's @visit_Arizona. And we're following along on these itineraries. We have 5 influencers out and about around the state. And this one today is natural history lovers. So it's all about the natural beauty of northern Arizona today.
Oh, because, yeah, your topography, your beautiful landscapes change so vividly from one part of the state to the next. So
yes.
What sets northern Arizona apart as a natural wonderland, so to speak?
So you hit the nail on the head with the word topography, because it's always the word I use to describe it. And a lot of people don't realize how diverse the state is, from the Sonoran Desert up through the Ponderosa Pines and Flagstaff and Grand Canyon. And then you get up further north and it's, you know, beautiful red rocks and Monument Valley and Antelope Canyon. And it's just, it's unbelievable. Some of the scenery that you can take in. And so what we're sharing in this itinerary includes like visiting the Painted Desert, the Petrified Forest in northern Arizona, tribal land. So you can tour through Antelope Canyon. If you've ever seen those pictures of the beautiful, red slot canyons. It just looks like a painting. It's just so gorgeous. And then they're going through Grand Canyon and hiking or biking the Rimview Trail in Grand Canyon National Park. You could have dinner in Marble Canyon, which is just near the town of Page and Vermilion Cliffs National Monument. And there's so much to do and see in northern Arizona. It is just, it's unbelievably beautiful.
I swear my friends must spend so much time out there, because every time I jump on any social media platform, there are pictures of what you are describing, and they never feel good about just posting one. They want to post 30 or 40 of them. And of course I click through, because, you know, I've never been to the Painted Desert. I've only seen it in pictures, but it is pretty spectacular. So you design these itineraries for people who go, I want to get out of town. I want to jump on a plane and go to Arizona, and they can find those at letscaz.com.
Yes, absolutely. That is our special site dedicated to National Travel and Tourism Week. So it's got all the information, got the information on the people that are traveling around on our behalf, promoting these itineraries, trying them out, if you will, for the travelers, and sharing all of the great pictures and video all week long. So the itineraries are on there too. So travelers can download those and plan their own special trip to Arizona themselves.
Okay, Becky, as a deputy director for the Arizona Office of Tourism, I know there are certain things that you need to support, but honestly, deep inside, what is your favorite part of your state?
Oh, everybody always asks me this. My honest answer is Grand Canyon National Park, and I'm going to tell you why. There are so many different ways to see the Grand Canyon. And the first time I went, I hiked with my son. We hiked down the trail, and we went about a mile and a half down. There's like a rest house and water and stuff, and you can hike back up again. And he was only 10 at the time. And now I've been now with my daughter. We've camped at the South Rim. We've camped at the North Rim. I've done a plane ride over the Grand Canyon, a scenic plane ride with Westwind Aviation is great. There's helicopter tours that leave from Grand Canyon Airport right there too. You could ride a mule down into the canyon if you really wanted to. There's mule rides available. So there really are just so many different ways, the hiking, the biking, I mean, you name it. And it's just between the South Rim and the North Rim, there's very different views. A lot of great, you know, places you can drive through and stop at all the different viewpoints and take pictures and watch the canyon from, you know, sunrise to sunset, watch the colors change. It's just, it's so beautiful and peaceful.
Oh, you sold me. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
No, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Let'sseeaz.com if you want info. It's 446. We're just happy we've got a little bit of sunshine here today. What's the temp, Mary?